Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 6, 1805. High winds and high tide. Captain Lewis has returned with good news about a place for the winter camp, but the weather is prohibiting the party from proceeding on to this place. Winter storms near the mouth of the Columbia can be quite severe. The Corps are getting a taste of these storms, and Clark writes about it today.
The wind blew hard all last night with a moderate rain. The waves very high. The wind increased and from the southwest, and the rain continued all day. About dark, the wind shifted to the north, cleared away, and became fair weather. The high tide today is 13 inches higher than yesterday, and obliged us to move our camp, which was in a low situation, on higher ground. Smoke exceedingly disagreeable. Captain William Clark, December 6, 1805.
We heard last week about the American ship, the Boston, and the massacre of all but two of that ship's crew by Indians on Vancouver Island. One of those survivors, John R. Jewett, was rescued by the brig, the Lydia. There is some controversy as to just when the Lydia sailed south past the Columbia River on her way to China. Apparently, the Lydia returned to the Columbia after the captains left the area in 1806. Mr. Jewett, after arriving home in 1807, wrote about his adventures and stated that he had some proof that the captains and party had been in the area. This seems highly unlikely, as the captains were on the lookout for ships, and certainly they would have been aware of the Lydia if it had been near. In addition, the Indians were no doubt asked to report any ships in the area. There is no mention of the sighting of such a ship in the journals. Tomorrow, on to the new camp.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.